Really big week for Harry Garside. The 24-year-old from regional Victoria is turning pro tomorrow night at the Star in Sydney, and he's on the Paul Gallen, Darcy Lussick undercard. But he isn't doing it the easy way. A lot of people might, you know, turn pro, decide to get a few fights under their belt. Everything's changing from when you're an amateur, but this guy's already won an Olympic medal. He's won the Commonwealth Games gold. And so he's up against Fijian Sachin Mudalayo, I think that's how you say his name, who is 9-1. And Harry joins us on the line right now. Harry, first up, how are you feeling ahead of this professional debut? Obviously, it's been a bit of a whirlwind 6 months for you since Tokyo. But how are you feeling ready for this one? Another step in your career.
Mate, I'm feeling like really, really good, to be honest. Every young fighter dreams of turning professional and starting the journey to becoming the next Muhammad Ali or the next Jeff Fettick or, you mean, the next great. And that's my plan now, is to take this step towards the top. And tomorrow night is the start of that journey. And he's no slouch, as you said. 9-1 is a really good record, and it's definitely not going to be an easy one. It's not going to be a walk in the park. And I'm excited, mate. I'm really excited.
I mean, you've had an incredible amateur career. Obviously, you won the gold in the Gold Coast in 2018. But even at that point, you come in as Commonwealth champion, not expected to medal in Tokyo. And then, you know, and it was a long road to the Olympics for you, wasn't it? I mean, I know you multiple times trying to qualify for an Olympic Games. Then you get there and you come home with a medal. How has that journey been? How has life changed for you since you really burst into the public consciousness with that effort?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. I think no one can really prepare you for moments like the last 3 months. And I've just been trying my best to remain grounded and just remember at the end of the day, I'm just a human who loves boxing. You know what I mean? I'm no different to anyone else. And I'm just trying my hardest to always remain true to who I am and be a good person first and a good athlete second. And the last 3-4 months have been really exciting, mate. Like, I'm just a sporting fan. I love boxing with all my heart. And fortunately enough, I've had a lot of great opportunities and I've soaked every opportunity up and I've prepared really well for every event that I've been in. And tomorrow night's no different. I'm going to show up. I'm going to give them a red hot crack, give them my best shot. And that's all you can do. As long as you can look yourself in the mirror after a tournament or after a fight and know you did all you can, win, lose or draw, then you should be happy. And I've prepared properly. I'm going to show up tomorrow night. I'm going to give them my all. And that's all you can really do as an athlete.
That's exactly the kind of answer you want to hear. Like, if you're a kid, if you're a fan of boxing, I mean, boxing fans, I just watched Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley, and it just made me sad watching it because there's so much sideshow that goes with it. And to hear something like that, an answer like that, is so grounding, and it's absolutely outstanding to hear. And I know that you love the pressure. Obviously, you know that you rise to the pressure. You leave no stone unturned. I've been reading all about you, and I've been following your journey. And I guess for this one, you would have done all of that. So you arrive at this point 24 hours before the fight or a bit more, knowing that you haven't left anything to chance. You've got Johnny Lewis in your corner, and that must give you a lot of confidence.
Absolutely, mate. You know, the greatest feeling, I've said this numerous times, but the greatest feeling before an event, a tournament, or something that might not even be sport-related, but something that means a lot to someone, the best feeling for me is when I can look myself in the mirror and know that I never turned my back on myself. I showed up to every single training session. I gave it all I could. You mean, I did all the extras outside of the boxing ring. The greatest feeling is I can look myself in the mirror now, knowing that regardless of what happens tomorrow night, I didn't turn my back on myself, and I'm fully prepared for whatever tomorrow night throws at me. And because of that, I'm already a winner as it is, mate. The person you become on the journey to whatever you want to become, that's what it's all about. And I'm feeling really good at the moment, mate. And I'm able to look myself in the mirror knowing that I never turned my back on myself throughout this preparation.
After this fight, would you mind becoming my life coach? Would that be something that you could do for me? Just ring me up every day. Come on, mate. Get in the studio early. Let's keep it up. I just need those words of encouragement.
I'll say this, mate. After the fight, we can do a training session together. All 100%, I'll be absolutely honoured to do a training session with you.
Wow. I am going... Write that down. That's it. Clip that up, okay? Let's not forget that. Now, I've been doing my research on you, Harry, and, you know, it's quite a story, right? Come from regional Victoria. You know, your aim is to... You know, I know your dad's a roof tiler. He wants to get your old man off the tools, and you're quite a long way now from what some would say is humble beginnings, but you're not mad for boxing and nothing else. I mean, I know that you're, you know, you're into philosophy, you're a bit of a history nerd, you're a big footy fan. Like, what do people want to tell people about Harry the human being rather than Harry the boxer? I mean, what else, you know, lights your fire?
That's a great question. And I think for me, I'm only 24, mate, still reasonably young. And what I've realised is every human on an individual level is very unique, special, strange, different. And I'm no different, mate. I'm very unique, different. Some of the things, my partner actually calls me a walking contradiction because I'm into so many different things and I try absolutely anything. And that's something that I really love about myself is the willingness to try and do anything, even if I think I might not like it. And that's the thing I love most about being humans is how different we are. And I find humans really, really interesting. And I always just try my best. Like, this just sounds so silly, but one of the things I miss most during COVID was like little things of going to a shopping center and just sitting down and being part of society, sitting in a food court. It sounds so silly, but to me, it's those little things that make life what it is. And I find them really interesting. I always watch people and how we interact, and I find them are so interesting and beautiful and unique. And I'm no different, mate.
I totally understand what you mean. I totally understand. It's just that, not necessarily talking to people, but just watching how they interact with each other and becoming part of that sort of hive mentality and just being part and adding your energy to the greater energy of society. And there's going to be a lot of people in that crowd at the start tomorrow who will be adding their energy to you. And, like, let's talk about... I don't want to ask this question. I didn't know whether I was going to ask it or not, but thoughts on fighting on a card under rugby league players. We know Paul Gallen is a prize fighter. He's good. He's going to earn huge bucks for this, and he's going to bring eyeballs to you, but and also to the sport out of people that might not necessarily get into boxing necessarily. But we see it more and more is that rugby league players mostly crossing over. Splits opinion, but brings attention. Where do you stand on it?
Yeah, a lot of people have their own opinion on this. And to be honest, mate, I am all for it. Boxing, I know this last year for Australian boxing has been reasonably successful. Obviously, George Kambosos, Tim Zhu, and many others, you mean. But the NRL boys are bringing new fans to the sport, and I think it's super exciting, mate. I think boxing before this year was sort of losing its way. It wasn't getting much attention after Danny Green and Anthony Mundine. And I think we need the NRL boys' help to get a bit more hype on the sport, a bit more focus. And fingers crossed, all these fans now see myself, Sam Goodman, other boxers who get the opportunity to fight on the NRL Big Bash night. They can see us fighters and hopefully we pick up a few more fans. So I'm all for it, mate, to be honest.
When you see fighters like Kambosos, I mean, does that really give you a path and an inspiration? Because we're seeing people like you, yourself, Skye Nicholson, who also won a gold medal in the Gold Coast. She's just turned professional as well. You see guys like that do it on the big stage and you go, we might not have the same boxing background, I guess, Australians as some of the countries that are very much into it, but there's a path, there's a way to do it, and there's talent here in such a way that you can go and you can be the top of the world.
Mate, absolutely. And George Kambosos proved that. The thing that made him win that fight was his inner belief. And seeing that is so inspirational and motivational. And he has really set the bar of what's possible for an Australian fighter. And for me now, and for us younger fighters, we need to try and lift that bar. That is the aim now. And I think it's so amazing to see around the country how many fighters we have. We have a lot of fighters in this country. I just wish we all worked together. Because if we work together all as one, we would actually be one of the strongest boxing nations, I believe, in the world. We just got to work together. And I think culturally or in the boxing world, sometimes we sort of look out for ourselves. We don't work together. But I truly want to try my best to work with all fighters in Australia and try our best to be one of the superpowers in the world.
I think you've won a lot of fans on this interview, mate, and we're going to have a lot of people watching this tomorrow night. What can we expect from you? How's it going to play out? What are your tactics coming in, and how is this one going to play out as we watch Harry Garside win his first pro bout?
So it's really hard to comment because I haven't seen much footage on my opponent, but I'm going to be trying my hardest. I don't know if anyone knows, but No Limit put up 20K for the knockout of the night, and I'm going to be going my hardest, mate, to get that stoppage. And I want to. I've said this publicly. I said this on my Instagram. When I win that 20K knockout special or extra, I want to give that money to people who need it most, homeless, single parents, or sick children. I want to give every cent of that 20K if I win it. to those people, because I think the festive season is a really hard time for some maidens. I don't need that 20K. You know, I mean, I'm pretty basic and I can live off nothing. You know, but that 20K, if I get the knockout of the night, will be going to people who need it most during this period of time.
That is absolutely outstanding, Harry, and I absolutely love to hear it, mate. Best of luck tomorrow night. We cannot wait to see you take on Sachin Mudaliar and make him 9-2 and start that pro career, not in an easy way, but in a fantastic way, and I think your attitude is going to go a long way to making that happen, mate. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to SEN.
Thanks for having me on, mate. I appreciate it.